Hi, I'm Lynn, narcissistic abuse recovery coach, author, and personal survivor of narcissistic abuse. At Moving Forward with Hope, we provide guidance to assist to validate your experiences in dealing with a narcissist, help to rebuild after the treacherous path, and move forward into your next journey. Validate, rebuild, revolutionize. I've been personally exposed to narcissists in my family upbringing as well as relationally. The fog was lifted for me in 2016, and since that time I've made it a mission of mine to help others recover from the devastating and confusing life hurdles that occur. If you've been in a relationship with a narcissist or an emotional abuser, albeit family member or spouse, you may not realize, but after a while, your confidence has dwindled. You second guess yourself, then bit by bit, self-doubt takes a grip. It starts off slow. It can be from a tone of voice. It can be from lack of validation, or even from a direct accusation that you should not pursue whatever in your heart and mind to accomplish. Narcissists are energy vampires and will do all they can so you begin to doubt and turn on yourself. Let's talk about it. Hi, I'm Lynn, narcissistic abuse recovery coach, author, and personal survivor of narcissistic abuse. At Moving Forward with Hope, we provide guidance to assist to validate your experiences in dealing with a narcissist, help to rebuild after the treacherous path, and move forward into your next journey. Validate, rebuild, revolutionize. I've been personally exposed to narcissists in my family upbringing as well as relationally. The fog was lifted for me in 2016, and since that time, I've made it a mission of mine to help others recover from the devastating and confusing life hurdles that occur. Self-doubt can look different to everyone. It can show its ugly head by backing down, not feeling the fire that once was burning deep inside, and we start to give up on things once held so close and dear. Creating an environment of self-doubt is a form of manipulation. A narcissist wants you to think a certain way, in a way that allows them to continue to have control. Self-doubt says things like, I can't do that. No one. I am not. She told me that. I should just. It can also show up as explaining, justifying, and defending. A narcissist will create an environment where self-doubt is common. A narcissist doesn't want you to be filled with confidence, to be a risk-taker, and to be full of life and energy. They want to keep you unambitious. Self-doubt creates a huge second-guessing habit. Reliance on others to validate prevents from living your dream, since there's risk in this. It takes away ambition and creates internal conflict, not to mention the supply for the narcissist, which they love. On a broader scale, it's what keeps many people stuck in life and stuck in a bad relationship and wears you down after time. Why does the narcissist thrive on creating an atmosphere of self-doubt? One, fear of abandonment. One of the biggest fears of a narcissist is that their support network will dry up. They keep various sources engaged for when they need to refuel. If you are one of the main sources of fuel for a narcissist, they will want to ensure you remain in your place. Second, their love for control. Narcissists love to control what you think, yes, brainwashing, to suit their needs. If they can control you enough with consistency, they have built in a steady source of supply for them. Yes, it is all about them. Third, your priceless reactions feed them supply. If they can create an atmosphere where you doubt your ability to improve yourself, it limits your ability to escape the relationship. They want you to remain stuck in the relationship so they can continue the abuse cycle, so they feel important. A narcissist needs you to doubt. Think less than what you are capable of, and to operate under their stronghold of authority and to operate under their plan for you. They will tell you sweet lies to keep you engaged, but they are all lies and they are to keep you in alignment. Is self-doubt running your life? Are you struggling to overcome it? The first step is to realize and to be more aware of doubt and to face it. Observing doubt is the first step in being able to handle and address it. A narcissist uses manipulative tactics to cause you to turn on yourself by creating an environment of self-doubt. They are securing a refueling station with your name on it, so you are always there for them whenever they need it. Self-doubt can become a habit and oftentimes starts out subtle, then begins to grow. Have you ever talked yourself out of something? Have you minimized your own talents, gifts, skills, and desire to have an impact? Let us know. Drop a note in the comment below. I'd love to hear from you. Like, subscribe, and I'll see you in the next video.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I invite you to also visit our website at movingforwardafterabuse.com, subscribe to our Wake the Elephant YouTube channel, sign up to our email list, and take advantage of the resources we have on our site to assist you in recovering from a relationship with a narcissist, grew up in a dysfunctional narcissistic home, and/or want to learn more to propel your healing journey to the next level. Drop us a review if you have enjoyed this episode on whichever platform you listen to. Consider supporting our podcast, and we will see you in the next episode. Take care for now. This is Lynn, signing off.